just about to have the meal break. Well, there's a few people not quite here yet, but never mind. I'll just say a little bit now. The meal break is a little bit early, I think, for earlier than you'll have been familiar with, and this is because of the tradition I'm part of, which requires that at this time of year we have to finish eating by noon. So in order to eat enough to last until tomorrow, we'll have the break at 11. And I'm not sure if it's happening today, but I think that some people have brought some food to offer. I don't know how much you all know about our tradition, which is as nuns or monks, we're a community of alms mendicants, and so we rely on people's generosity to continue to live. And it's quite mind-blowing, actually, the fact that for this number of years, every day there has been food. usually when I'm living in the monastery, people offer food. There's like plenty of food prepared and we receive the food. Sometimes I have a chance to go into the village for alms, and that's a more interesting experience because many people in Comrie, which is where I live, they're totally unfamiliar with our tradition. They don't know what I am, who I am, what I'm doing. And I stand there with my bowl. And often they come and try to offer money, because in Britain people are very generous. If there's somebody with a collecting tin, people will put money in it. So they see my bowl as like a collecting tin or a drum and try to offer money. So I always have to say to them, actually, I'm collecting food. And so then sometimes they'll go and buy something to put in my bowl. So it's an interesting practice, because I never know if I'm going to get anything to eat. Sometimes I don't. The tradition comes from Asia, as you may know. So in Thailand, it's very common, if you have a chance to visit there, to see columns of monks and nuns in the early morning, just after dawn, walking through the towns and villages with their bowls, and people waiting beside the road with a little kind of basket of rice or a tray with kind of bananas or something. And each monk or nun that goes past, they put something into the bowl. And it's very touching, because it's something that they learn to do from when they're very, very little. So you see babies, learning how to offer food to the monks and nuns. And so by the time they're adult, it's just kind of in their bones. So people were very, very happy when Ajahn Sumedho established monasteries in England, and they could come and they could do that. So it brings a lot of joy. Partly I'm saying this is because one of the most important practices in Buddhism, and I think any faith tradition, any society, is the practice of generosity as a source of happiness and joy. I think particularly in Western culture, we're very used to being independent, separate from each other. I can manage, I have what I need, and making sure that we do have what we need. And the idea of actually looking beyond, looking to the community and seeing how one can contribute, is less emphasized. Nowadays it perhaps is changing. I think we're becoming more aware of the need to share resources and offer. And I think that's a very good thing. To look outside and see how we can help, what we can offer. So although being a nun of this tradition in a Western culture is really weird, and sometimes when I'm walking to a town or a village, knowing that I'm going to be standing there with nothing and depending on people, I sort of think, oh, Chandrasri, what are you doing? Making yourself dependent in this way. And then I think I'm giving people a chance to do something that's going to make them happy. And it kind of switches it around. And I've always found that, people seem to find pleasure in doing that. Either that, or they just ignore me. In Britain, people are very good at ignoring you if you look a bit peculiar. Just kind of pretending that you're not there. So those are the two responses. Occasionally somebody says, "Oh, why don't you go out and get a proper job?" And I've been asked that once or twice, and that can open some interesting conversations. So we'll have a chance to have a meal today, and tomorrow, if anybody wants to bring something to offer, that's fine. I'll have my bowl, and I encourage you all to enjoy the break and to see that as just as much a part of the retreat as everything else that we're doing together here. As I said at the beginning, encouragement just to keep quiet. Don't feel you have to chat to people, share your insights or anything else, but more just have it as a time just for being rather quiet, rather inward. And I think you can eat outside, or there are places in the house, yes, to take food. It's a longish break, maybe longer than some of you were expecting, but I'm a great believer in having times when nothing in particular is happening, and to just enjoy the feeling. You know, most people's lives are so busy and they're constantly rushing to get to the next thing or feeling they've got to be doing something, and you know, you have a chance to just feel that you've got nothing to do. And how does that feel? It might feel uncomfortable because it's unfamiliar, but as you relax into it, it can be very, very pleasant, you know, just nothing to do. I remember one time when I was travelling and I had the plane was delayed, and I arrived at my parents' house and I said, "Oh yes," and I had a wonderful wait. And my dad looked at me as though I was completely mad and said, "Isn't that a contradiction in terms? You know, how can a wait be wonderful?" And it was, you know, it was just having a time when there was nothing I could do or had to do. So, something to contemplate. And enjoy your food. Take time to enjoy it, celebrate it. I mean, we're very fortunate here that most people have enough to eat, so enjoy that. Don't feel guilty about it, just enjoy it and celebrate it. And contemplate what food is and what happens to it and how it sustains us and how it kind of connects us to everything, you know, and just as the air connects us to everything. So these are some themes for contemplation. I believe that Satim was preparing something for me upstairs, so I'll go now with my bowl for my meal and look forward to gathering here again at 12:30. So, thank you.